In this video, I want to talk about obstacles. What happens and how do we work around an obstacle? Typically, we all go into a negative bias anyway. All of us do. Whenever we run across something that's not in alignment with our highest good or that's out of alignment of our attachment, we're going to run across an obstacle. And the obstacle is first going to come from within because it's going to come up as something called resistance. Now, resistance is not a bad thing, but what resistance will do either is it's growth. For example, like a seed in the winter time that's underneath that hard ground in the spring, that ground hasn't completely thawed, but how the heck do those little tulips get up there, right? So they got to push really hard. So resistance in some aspects is actually good. It's for growth. But when resistance creates more of an obstacle than you need, you have to learn how to check that. And the best way to do that is by asking your oracle cards. What do I need to know about the obstacle that I am now perceiving? So this is really important because you know that when some days, like, so here's a really, really good conversation to have. So for example, my husband and I have been on this bulletproof diet plan and it's been really tough because we both have gotten super crabby. So we've had to take our own individual side of the street. I'm just talking about me right now. And I say to myself, is this obstacle in my highest good? What do I need to know about this obstacle or this resistance that I'm feeling? Because I'm not getting what I want. I am not feeling the way I want to. He's not doing what I think he should be doing, et cetera, et cetera. And he's been behaving the exact same way towards me. But I am just going to take me. So you got to look at your life the same way. Like, when is it just like you're feeling like you're just coming up against something? Because that something isn't out there, it's in here. So in order for us to work best with obstacles or perceived obstacles, what is the nature of the obstacle that I perceive? And let's pick two cards. Now in this case, both cards are anchor cards because what we're looking at is really two sides, different facets of the same thing. So we're not putting them in one position that's more important than the other. We're just going to pick two cards and turn them over and read them together. Okay, so this is the way you will do that whenever you have it. So I'm going to ask the cards to tell us in a general way, what is the best right action, the right action to manage whatever obstacle comes up. So let's do that first. That question, what is the next right action or the best right action for all of us to do when a perceived obstacle prevents our growth or prevents us from moving forward, etc. Remember, it's perceived. So we're going this one, and then we're going to go this one. Okay, now I'm going to turn it this way. I'm going to turn it this way. Ooh, loyal heart and milk and honey, both in protection. So I'm going to read them to us because one is card 35, and they're both telling us a story that's important. So one is about not being loyal and being stubborn. And this is actually really good. Are you stubborn? Which happened to us. Are you stubborn or overly tenacious about an idea? Or have you become so attached to something that you just don't know how to let it go? Could it be that it's become so much a part of you that you wouldn't know who you are without it? Now is the time to look at outdated beliefs, old ideas, and misplaced loyalties. Betrayal is only a signal that it is time to prune away all who don't deserve your trust and have no place in your life. Be new, think new, and open your heart to new things. Let go of the old and all your attachments. Spirit has awesome plans for you. Make some room. Now I'm going to read the next one. I'm going to talk about them two together because this is really about how do we all deal with obstacles. And this is really good because resistance is about being stubborn, right? And tenacious and attached to an outcome or something that we think we should have, right? That's always when we hit an obstacle or a wall, it's like, well, wait a sec, I'm going in this direction, which means we have some type of motive or attachment to the direction we're heading in. Aha! Now, milk and honey in protection. So 51 in protection. Oh, I'm loving this. So let's look at milk and honey as just the other card in the conversation. So in protection, it says a nameless unease, right? A nameless unease is an obstacle here. Compels you to turn to pleasure and comfort as a means to escape what's really going on. It works in the moment, but only fleetingly, before the feelings return and you need to re-up until you're exhausted. Feeling worse than before, you may continue struggling, or you may see the light and choose to surrender to spirit. Now is the time for practicing extreme self-care. If you can, do so before you engage in behaviors you'll regret later. You are so loved, so cared for. Feel love and compassion for yourself. Turn your troubles over to the divine for healing. That's all that counts right now. How great is this? So both of them are really talking about attachments. The first card talked a lot about the attachment to an outcome and feeling also the disloyalty. We feel that the world betrays us when there's an obstacle in front of us. Like, what do you mean I'm not going to get what I want? What do you mean I'm going to have a detour? What do you mean this thing that I'm pursuing is taking so long? And then this one is really about can be addictive behaviors. Like when we hit that wall, well, how do we treat ourselves? Are we mad at ourselves? Are we looking to blame other people? Are we gonna eat cake? Are we gonna do things that harm ourselves? Are we going to go to the familiar negative bias that we talked about earlier in the course, right? What happens? Because when you leave here, some of you may not want to, you know, continue in the shared wisdom course, and let's just say this is it for you. But I want you to have that unique, inspired, authentic life when you leave here. So these are the things when you run across obstacles, when you leave Oracle School and personal mastery is no longer your, you know, day-to-day tribe, if that's true for you. And even if you stay, this is still crucial because nothing happens overnight. And we're going to run across obstacles. And how we manage those, that's what this is all about. How do we respond to what's in front of us? And this is really clearly saying, you know what? You're in good hands. Just surrender it. Surrender to your troubles. I say surrender the obstacle because things always have a way of working out. When we step back, it's like if you can't push against it, wait and flow around it. And this is really good advice for how to work with obstacles. So you ask the same questions. Two cards. One is not an anchor. Neither one. They're both anchor cards, if you would say. Just give me information about how do I manage the obstacle in front of me. And in this case, how do all of us manage when we get an obstacle in front of us? What's the best right action to take? So let's recap this whole story about obstacles. So the thing is, when you hit an obstacle, I always say it's going to work out in the end. And actually, my husband reminded me as we were shooting this video, he said, like, what about this saying? Remember, we talk about this. Since everything works out in the end, if it hasn't worked out yet, it's not the end. So you got to remember, we're a story in motion. So what do we learn when an obstacle shows up in our path? Because we're going to get them. We then take a break and ask ourselves, is this really in my highest good? Am I too attached to it? Am I pushing for it in without divine appropriate timing? Am I too attached to the form? Or is this being denied me? Or am I being told not yet? Or am I being told to look at what the nature is? Check my motives. So always check the dominant energy. Why is the obstacle there? Instead of resisting the obstacle just for the sake of it and going into that negative bias, which we're programmed to do, take a breath. Remember, anything that we need to know, the oracle can offer us the portal to step into for us to find the answer. So again, like I said, if it hasn't worked out yet, it's not the end. I'll see you in the next video.